COVID is one of the biggest things that we need to contain and live with over the next 12 months and onwards. I think the mental strain that people are facing as a result is something that we will just have to look out for each other and make sure that there are, you know, really good services out there provided and well resourced for that. Obviously, one of the other big things within the county is mica. It's not as big a problem within the Donegal Municipal District, but it is something that we are fully behind and support. I hope to see before long a real proper, you know, redress solution pinned down. Within our district, we have huge problems within the fishing industry. We're facing a difficult time ahead for fishers, fishing families and all the ancillary businesses and jobs. There are some of these things out of our control. We need representation as Europe to fight harder for in terms of burden sharing and our quotas. With the control plan in terms of weighing fish in the factory, that needs to be reinstated. And that is a man-made problem. I think that can be sorted out, and it needs to happen very quickly. Again, another huge ticket item is our climate action. We need to work on a local basis. We need to look after our own areas with a bigger global picture in mind. With the development also, I think, of the technical university, I think there's good scope for research and development into energy levels, into new ways of, you know, renewable energies.
In terms of the technological university, the Atlantic TU as it's going to be called, you'd be hopeful, I'm sure, that the Killybegs campus is going to be utilised to its fullest and perhaps expanded over the years, because there could be a huge potential for Killybegs here.
Absolutely. Killybegs is going to be crucial, I think, in terms of offshore wind, but also the research and development with their links to to LYIT. The Killybegs campus is crucial in terms of, I think, research and development in that area. And that can be expanded. I think green hydrogen is really an important area. Donegal and South Donegal is quite well positioned to explore the area of green hydrogen. Town centre regeneration is a big thing. In Killybegs at the moment there's a project with a value of $4.7 million underway, and Ballyshannon is preparing an application for the Rural Regeneration Development Fund and hopefully having success with the application. Also within Ballyshannon we have the Historic Towns Initiative underway here. We're seeing a lot of our derelict buildings, our historic buildings, being restored, conserved and made safe for future use, trying to solve some of our housing crisis by utilising the buildings we already have in our town centres throughout the district. There's plenty of them out there. Attract people in, attract businesses in, and bring more vibrancy to the towns, which has a knock-on effect, not just for the towns, but beyond the town boundary. I think it's always very important to say that the town doesn't survive without the countryside, and the countryside doesn't survive without the town.